The following program is a PodcastOne.com production.
Hey guys, my friend is doing a documentary. His name is Paul Toogood. He did The Art of Rap, which is incredible, and Dying Laughing. And he's been following me around, filming me, a lot of stand-up comedy. One of those is June 17th at the Melrose Improv in Hollywood. Apparently, he's going to do a documentary about me. I thought I was going insane for a while with a kooky, creepy marriage and being gaslit and fighting for custody of my beautiful boy. And then Paul Toogood, his name is actually Toogood, T-O-O-G-O-O-D. He just started filming me for his TV show in England, Dying Laughing, and then he just kept going and going. So we have like weeks of footage, and at one point I said, are you filming me going mad? And he just sent me an email. It's powerful. He wants to build on the fan base of my stand-up comedy. June 17th, he'll be filming that as well. And I want to create, he writes, an incredible format that creates a wonderfully sympathetic and fascinating portrait of who you are. I was like, gee whiz. I don't think I'm that, I'll take it. But June 17th, filming at Hollywood Improv on Melrose, and Gaslamp Long Beach will not be filming, but that is always a party, June 24th. June 17th, Melrose, see you there. Underground. More sports. How you guys doing? I'm back in the motherfucking LA. Back from Kentucky. Thank you for, I don't know what I'm thanking, for listening. Sure. Very simple one now. Right now on this beautiful Friday that you're listening, Conor McGregor and Floyd Mayweather Jr. Or I guess the big joke is now he's Floyd Mayweather Sr. He's 40 fucking years old. Yeah, your jokes are getting worse, Conor. I remember the good old days when Conor McGregor said things like about Jose Aldo. Jose Aldo. The fight community gets very up in arms. It's Jose. You don't even know fights. You said Jose because it's spelled Jose. It's Jose. Because he's Brazilian, you asshole. Sorry, fight guy. I'm going to behead him and drag his head through the streets of Rio de Janeiro. Like, that is some fucking smack talk. I'm going to behead him and drag his head through the streets of Rio de Janeiro. What's amazing is it wouldn't make the streets any dirtier. Yuck. Don't you remember the Rio de Janeiro Olympics? They had like shit water, 1,000 times more toxic than what we consider toxic. 1,000. Toxic, meaning if you had diarrhea in your bathtub and bathed in it and fell asleep in the tub and almost drowned in your own diarrhea water and just went to work the next day, you'd be A-plus in shape for the Rio de Janeiro Olympics. Don't fall out of those canoes. Anywho, so McGregor and Floyd Mayweather, this is going down. And what's amazing is nothing is more amazing than $100 million for one guy that does not box, and it's a straight boxing match, and $175 million for Floyd Mayweather, who is 49 and fucking zero. I mean, the fact that there's even discussion about who could win this or who will win this shows you how far out of the limelight boxing has gone. And I don't think this is a take anybody's had. Hot take. That is great. JJ, go with that. That's tremendous. Hot take. How far has boxing fallen out of the limelight? The fact that anybody thinks Conor McGregor could win a round in a boxing match against the greatest fighter we know, not named Muhammad Ali. His mama named Clay. I'ma call him Clay too. The fact that anybody thinks Conor McGregor could win this fight. Only an absolute asshole would say something that, oh, I'm sorry, Skip Bayless. Yeah, my man Skip. Skip Bayless says that Conor McGregor is going to knock Floyd Mayweather Jr. out. is, let's just talk about for a second what the fight is. This is not two guys outside the fucking, the rusty nail in Venice and in the parking lot. Hey, what'd you say to me? Clack, and a fight breaks out and UFC guy grabs you by the neck and it's all over. I told you, UFC guy, MMA guy is going to win against boxing guy 100 times out of 100 unless boxing guy gets the first shot off and hits him on the button. Well, yeah, but what if he hits him hard? We're all trying to hit hard in fights, but you got to hit him on the button and put him out. Conor McGregor is not a boxer. He's a UFC guy, and he's Conor McGregor got choked out by a fat, skinny Nate Diaz. What the fuck are we talking about? He's the one that said about Nate Diaz, how can anybody be skinny and fat at the same time? Great smack talk. Floyd Mayweather Jr. started fighting at like 7 years old, a boxing family, because Floyd Mayweather Sr., of course, Roger Mayweather, that's all he did his entire life. He was in the Olympics, 96, pro debut, 1990s. For 21 years, he's been going to the gym, perfecting boxing. That's his life. He's never lost. Conor McGregor, let's see what he's doing. Dublin, Ireland, right? He's raised in South Dublin, I know that. I know he played football, which is soccer there, in his youth. He played for the Lord Celtic Football Club. At age 12, Conor McGregor also began boxing. Also, not like he was born an abusive dad's kid and a crazy uncle's nephew, and they're like, you're going to be the champ and the greatest of all time. Just, he tried that also at 12 at the Crumlin Boxing Club. And then all of a sudden he starts mixed martial arts and starts using kicks and chokes. This is going to be insanely fantastic to watch. Ask Ronda Rousey how it works out when you try to box a boxer. Holly Holm beat the shit out of Ronda Rousey. It was humiliating. Ronda Rousey hasn't been back. Is Holly Holm better than Floyd Mayweather Jr.? No. Sal Alvarez? Do you think that Conor McGregor could beat Andre Berto? Could he beat fucking Genaro Hernandez? Genaro Hernandez was one of the most relentless, nonstop, tireless Latino fighters of all time. And he got an RTD, retired, meaning he wouldn't come out from the corner. He quit, no mas. Jesus Chavez, RTD. He made him fucking quit. Jose Luis Castillo, when he fought him, he was 45-4-1 at boxing. Unanimous decision. They fought again, beat him. Now he's 46-5-1. I don't know whatever fight he had in between there. This is insanely... Arturo Gatti quit against Floyd Mayweather. You guys love Gatti. Or as Jim Lampley says, Gatti. Arturo Gatti. Let's go to Larry Merchant and his thoughts on who will win Conor McGregor versus Floyd Mayweather Jr. Larry, Jay, Conor McGregor is a man who likes to, as they say, stir the pot. When he's in the boxing ring with Floyd Mayweather, regardless of his age, he will be on the pot. Shitting himself. Okay, you can't curse like that, Larry. Let's go to Harold Letterman. How do you have it after 1 second? Okay, Jim. Harold Letterman on HBO Fights always sounds like he, or on pay-per-view, always sounds like he's reporting from like the Ho Chi Minh Trail during the Tet Offensive. Okay, Jim. We're taking a lot of fire in here. Little man in the black pajamas. Eyeball to eyeball. We're fighting fucking ghosts. I got one round nothing, McGregor.
Well, he's not alone.
Conor McGregor, you weren't a fighter in your life. You were a fighter, but you weren't a boxer, I should say, your entire life. Floyd Mayweather Jr., if I go through the resume of Floyd, look, a lot of people hate Floyd. He's a fucking woman beater. Hey, we're going to beat the woman beater. Remember that? Whose dad was that? Not vicious Victor Ortiz. Robert Guerrero, the ghost, a really cool nickname, if you don't get knocked the fuck out. His dad talked shit at the weigh-in. Hey, we're going to beat up the woman beater. I don't talk shit, man. I back it up. And his son's just sitting there like, you want to sit down, Dad? You're going to get me fucking killed. Who thinks, honestly, please tweet me at jmoore37, hashtag more fights, MOHRFIGH. I'm not going to fucking teach you how to spell fights. Get with the program. Or as Harvey Keitel would say in
Bad Lieutenant. Sister, get with the program. The juveniles, they'll walk. Don't you want real justice? Skip Bayless thinks Conor McGregor is going to knock him out. And Shannon Sharpe more and more is becoming the voice of reason, and that's saying something. 49-0. Conor McGregor fights on the side. Think of all the times Conor McGregor was practicing arm bars, leg kicks. Every time he was choking a dude out, sounds hot. Jiu-jitsu, all of it. This is Skip Bayless. This is the transcript because I can't play audio of the actual show that I don't even know what it's called, honestly. I believe that Floyd Mayweather Jr. at the age of 40 years and a half, should we call him Floyd Sr. now? That's what Conor has been calling him. You know what? This is how we start. This is his fucking TV show. Floyd's going to get hit and hurt more than he's ever been hit and hurt. Time out. Just stop. Is there a gas leak? Like, what the fuck are you talking? Like, yes, because Shane Mosley had no idea how to hit people hard. Shane Mosley was a fucking Victor Ortiz, Miguel Cotto, Robert Guerrero, all the Conor McGregor's the guy that's going to come in and just fuck dudes up in boxing? Saul Alvarez. Manny Pacquiao. That was an embarrassing fight. Why am I shouting? It's a better question. But that's what he said. Floyd is going to get hit and hurt more than he's ever been hit and hurt. How do you fucking hit a guy that's not there? You want to talk about the ghost? Conor McGregor is going to load up with his fucking right hand. Even though I'm standing lefty, a lead right down the middle. Where did he go? I don't know, but you just got fucking dropped with a liver shot. Skip Bayless continues his absolute, like, if this is like what a guy says at a bar right before Coke comes out. Like, picture as drunk as you've ever been at the bar right before the Coke out. Right before the Coke comes out, the guy goes, Floyd's going to get hit and hurt more than he's ever been hit and hurt. And I believe for the first time ever, the greatest defensive fighter in the history of this sport was going to get a little confused by a Conor He actually said by a Conor McGregor, who is left handler, who very naturally fights righty. Don't talk about things you don't know about. I ran into this problem a few times in my sports career, and you know probably what sport or sports or items or events they were. I can't tell you about the U.S. Open of Golf. I don't really care. Ricky Fowler or something, and there's a Schauffele Fleetwood man. But obviously Skip Bayless, not the biggest. He knows Cowboys. He knows he hates LeBron James. Floyd Mayweather's going to get hit and hurt more than he's ever been hit and hurt. He's talking not about Miguel Cotto. He's not talking about remember Angel Manfredi? That guy was cuckoo. Diego Corrales. Arturo Gatti, Zab Judah, Oscar De La Hoya, Shane Mosley. And I believe for the first time ever, the greatest defensive fighter in the history of this sport, here's the big red flag, like this guy doesn't really know fighting, will get a little confused by a Conor McGregor, who is left handler, who very naturally fights righty. He'll go back and forth, back and forth. He'll make Floyd think, is he southpaw? I don't know what he's doing to me now. Okay. I was going to say there's a lot to unpack here, but there's not. There's only one thing to unpack here, that Floyd Mayweather would be fucking confused that you went from righty to lefty and then back. What? Como adonde? ¿Qué pasó? Why are you so thirsty? Pick one. Are you lefty or righty? I'm trying to win a fight. Skip Bayless, I'd love to say that Conor would punish him for 12 rounds because you know what's going to happen? Floyd's going to duck and run, duck and run. He's going to go from corner to corner to corner. I don't know why he left out the fourth corner. Conor McGregor is relentless. He's not afraid of Floyd because he knows Floyd can't hurt him or knock him out. That's laughable. I would love to say that Floyd would get punished over 12 rounds the way he's never been punished. But you know, and I know, I cannot have this go into the hands of the judges because the judges are boxing judges who are going to protect the sport of boxing, which we all know is dying. If it gets to the decision, says Skip Bayless, Conor McGregor has no shot because they're only going to protect the sport of boxing. They're going to protect their Las Vegas cash cow, who is Floyd Mayweather Jr. You just told me he was 40 and shouldn't fight anymore because he's Floyd Mayweather Sr. He's the fucking cash cow. Then let's What the fuck happened? Then let's get a new guy in there. He actually says, one big left-handed punch will catch Floyd. I'm going to say it will be in the 10th round. It will knock him cold for the first time in his life. He will wind up 49-1 with the blemish on his legacy that he lost to some MMA fighter. It will be the ultimate humiliation for Floyd Money Mayweather. You just made the point against yourself. How do you get knocked out by, quote, some MMA fighter if you're the greatest boxer around? Shannon Sharpe just buries him. Floyd's going to win a decision, and you know why? Because he wants to win a decision, because he wants to punish him. I don't want Conor McGregor to take the easy way out. If Floyd knocks him out in 2 rounds, he's going to be mad. Punish him, Floyd. Skip, you know this is going to happen, and I want you to stop making excuses already, because when Floyd gets his decision, like it always goes, it's going to be unanimous, like it always is. I'd be stunned if Conor McGregor is standing at the end of this fight. This, it's like when Muhammad Ali fought, I don't know the name of the Japanese wrestler, and Ali realized, I can't fucking get, like, tangled up with this guy, he'll kill me. So he just went from corner to corner to corner, like Skip said, leaving out the fourth corner. And he made faces, and it was like a big thing. Conor McGregor's the only guy that ever got under Floyd Mayweather's skin. I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's officially under his skin. Why would I think that? Because he took a fucking fight against, quote, some MMA guy. He doesn't need the money. He's Floyd Money Mayweather. The guy can put out like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle movies if he wants to. I got to tell you guys about Rick Pitino's basketball team, the Louisville Cardinal. Louisville Cardinals. I think in Stanford it's Cardinal. Bunch of pretentious assholes. I don't understand all you college folks. You go to a college, you got to take out loans with interest on banks. I know 40-year-olds that are still paying off their goddamn loans, and you wear a hat that says, like, University, LSU. If I give you $55,000 over a couple of years, you wear my fucking hat. I want to say Tommy's Dentistry. Richard Lackey, America's Dentist. You wear my hat. I just took out a loan to support your fucking stupid place. Why are you going to curse so much, JJ? Rick Pitino, you may or may not know, pled ignorance when they had prostitute parties for recruits at Louisville. Now, me and my friend Michael were just going over the best college players in the NBA, and it is not even fucking close. It is, of course, Kentucky. Just Boogie Cousins, Karl Anthony Towns, Anthony Davis. That's done. UCLA's up there with Russell Westbrook, Kevin Love, Drew Holiday. But Louisville has like 4 guys in the NBA. None of them even start games. By the way, Rick Batta used the, he went to jmore.com to go to Amazon. Finally clicked the Amazon banner on your site. Picked up some whey protein. Or as Norm MacDonald would say, I finally picked up some of that whey protein powder that has since triggered a vicious eczema attack on my neck. I had no idea the next sentence was going to actually be something Norm would say in his stand-up. This is amazing. I'm going to read this legit, and I'll read it as Norm, because Rick Batta deserves that. This episode of More Stories brought to you by Rick Batta, produced by Rick Batta. And just to hedge my bets, Rick Batta. Jay finally clicked on the Amazon banner on your site, picked up some whey protein powder that has since triggered a vicious eczema attack on my neck. Sorry. I will soon be returning to the Amazon at jmore.com to purchase some dairy-free protein powder. Win-win. I love the podcast, JJ. I'm sorry I laughed so hard, but that caught me off guard. Hey, Jay, it's Norm. I finally went to jmore.com to click through to that Amazon. I picked up some whey protein powder. Oh, good for you. Ah, it's triggered a vicious eczema attack on my neck. What the H? I'll be soon returning to the Amazon banner at jmore.com to purchase some of that dairy-free protein powder. Win-win. Love the podcast. Love you, Rick. And I'm sorry about your eczema. Holy smokes, that was hilarious. I don't know how else to tell you, but Jesus Christ, that was funny. Rick Pitino and the Louisville Cardinals do not have a lot of guys in the NBA. The program is still winning college basketball games at a great ACC clip. However, they're not putting guys into the NBA, and that's the job. And if you don't put guys into the NBA, they don't want to go to your college. Why do guys always go to Kentucky? Because they're going to the NBA. UCLA, going to the NBA. Rick Pitino has said he didn't know anything about hooker parties.
Andre McGee bringing strippers and hookers to the Louisville campus for players and prospects. But here's the thing. More than the, a five-game penalty? That was the penalty for sex workers. Let's not forget, like, the word prostitute, the word escort. These are sex workers. Nobody wakes up at, like, 11, 12 years old and goes, one day, I'm going to have people pay me to fuck me. That's my dream. Something has gone horribly wrong in somebody's life where that's where they wind up. So when they're being used, literally, as a deposit, literally, sounds a little harsh, because it is fucking harsh. It's fucking harsh, assholes. Guess what? Sexual assault means rape. Like, the whole culture has been, like, dumbed down to make women just more and more less and less and less powerful. Oh, it's sexual assault. It's rape. They were prostitutes. They recruited guys out of high school. Come visit our campus. Here's a hooker. Put your cock in her and fuck her. It'll be great. You know what's amazing? 3 out of the 5 recruits didn't go to Louisville. What the fuck was the next school offering? Hey, you're not going to believe this, but Dennis Miller's going to suck your cock. Wait, what? Yeah, I don't want to go on a limb here, but the last time I had stretch marks around my lips was when Dolly Parton wanted me to hum Islands in the Stream. Chip, bip, bop. They are on probation, double secret probation, Louisville basketball, after a strippers and sex scandal. Rick Pitino is suspended for their first 5, not games, ACC games of the coming season. The former director of basketball operations at the, this is CBS.com, at the vortex of the scandal, Merlin, sea captain, vortex of a scandal. He got a 10-year show cause penalty from the NCAA, which will effectively end his basketball career. Louisville basketball goes into a 4-year probation period. Louisville, by the way, going into this, did their self-imposed sanctions. So that's what you do, like, we better punish ourselves so we don't get punished. Can you imagine as a kid, you knew you broke something, your dad was coming home, so you just spank your own ass, like, no, look, I already got it going for you. And then your dad just starts jerking off, and you're like, that's not how I thought this was going. Neither did I think the podcast was going to go this way. Why would you get suspended ACC games and not just games? Like, that's worse for him? I got news for you. This, like, if you can't shut a program, USC got almost a death penalty because Reggie Bush had a fucking apartment. Bush. The NCAA, it's got to do something it doesn't want to do. It's going to have to take down the NCAA championship banner in Louisville from the 2013 title. Two words here, okay? This is the NCAA of its release of the punishments at Louisville. Louisville. By the way, there's a running back on the Jets, Bilal Powell. He went to Louisville. Bilal went to Louisville. A new word, vacation of basketball records in which student athletes competed while ineligible from December 2010 and July 2014. The university will provide a written report containing the games and package to the NCAA media coordination and statistics staff within 45 days of the public decision release. What the fuck does that mean? Who writes a vacation, two words, a basketball? What? And how is a player ineligible if he had sex with somebody? If he's on the court, he's eligible. He's there. I'm watching him. If you don't pass your class, you don't go to practice, you don't play. But the next sentence, thank God, is this can only be read one way. The NCAA is going to do something it doesn't want to do, and that's remove the championship banner. You really think that's going to happen? You really think Rick Pitino didn't know guys were having sex with prostitutes? These are recruits. Look, Lonzo Ball visits the Lakers. I'm pretty sure if, like, he pays a prostitute to pee on his butt, we're all going to know about it. Rick Pitino, I don't know if he knew or not, so I'm not going to speculate. Not cool. Don't speculate. Too much of it. What I do know is Louisville, look up how many Louisville basketball players are in the NBA, and then explain to me why they're going to out-recruit anybody moving forward, especially with the fact that they are now on the hook. Rick Pitino suspended 5 ACC games. This is weird. This is really weird. And Louisville, by the way, said the decision. But excuse me, Rick Pitino said the decision was unjust and over the top and severe. Personally, I've lost a lot of faith in the NCAA and everything I've stood for 35 years. You fucked somebody in an Italian restaurant and cheated on your wife. First of all, the fact that you ate in an Italian restaurant in Louisville makes me want to throw up in my mouth. Hey, this is Nice Guy Deals. Where are we? Harlem? Are we ever? Oh, where? No, you're in Louisville, Kentucky, man. Y'all want more casserole? You want some more, you know what? Just close the place and let me have sex with my gumad. More sports. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. I love you. You know I mean that. More fights. Hashtag it. Who wins and why? Amazon through jmore.com. Bye, Pete. Why are you so thirsty? Left or right?